thank you for joining us again on another great edition of Talking Tigs. Happy to have you here. Happy to be with you guys. I'm Scott Gerard. Joining me as always, Tommy Johnson, Daniel Zollinger. Got a good one for you. A lot of ground to cover because surprisingly a lot's happened in the last couple of weeks. We got football news, baseball news, pro and college. And I think there was even some basketball news that came out. We'll get to what we can, folks. But I want to tell you, before we get into that, I want to check in with you guys, see how everything's going. I know Daniel's joining us. He had a hip issue, could have been lower abdomen. I can't talk about it because of HIPAA rules and all that. But I think it was involving a flip-flop. But he could talk to us about that. Hope all, everyone else is doing okay otherwise. But welcome, Tommy Johnson and Daniel Zollinger.
Welcome. Good to be with you on this historic day. It's been 10 years, right? Yes. No, 11 years. And we're now in a world, we've had 11 years without a college football video game. And now we have it again. I remember the summer of 2013 when NCAA 14 came out. It was a big deal. I remember being excited. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's out now, CFB 25. I've downloaded it. I paid extra for the early whatever deluxe version. It's pretty cool. Garrett Nussmeier in the pocket, handing it off to Josh Williams. And their names are on the jerseys. Never thought I'd see the day.
You can play your favorite LSU players. But yeah, I'm excited to get into all this news. And like Scott mentioned yesterday during our normal recording time, I was on the injured reserve list. I was medically unavailable, undisclosed injury, but literally in the hospital, but definitely feeling better today, on the mend, and happy to break all this stuff down across the board. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. And we just want to state here now that just because it was related to that, it does not mean that he didn't pass a drug test or something like that. So just don't jump to conclusions.
We're handling it internally.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to follow the proper channels and this and that. And
it's just a violation of team rules.
Right.
We're handling it internally. Daniel was not racing down the streets of Athens.
I tell you what, it's like if it didn't happen 1 year in Georgia and that was enough of a kicker, kids are still doing it. I saw that report. I'm like, and then they mentioned in the radio clip that I listened to, it's like there were two guys died last year.
Yeah.
And now they're still doing the same thing. It's like, I'd get it if it was maybe staying out too late at the bars or, you know, something to do with a lady, but come on, well, dude, this is,
did you see, I don't know how long ago. I mean, it was like within the past like couple of months, Kirby Smart had brought in an expert to talk to them about why they shouldn't do racing. They made him like do like a whole workshop on like, please don't street race.
Well, that was like a legendary Steve Spurrier quote when he was a head coach at South Carolina, and somebody asked him like what he thought about playing Georgia like week one. He's like, oh, I always liked it when we played Georgia at the beginning of the season because you could always count on two or three of their key players being being out of the game for a rest.
Like, huh. Yeah. And there's no, you know, where's the lie in that? I guess. I mean, this is Kirby's legacy, unfortunately. Just guys that want to street race for whatever reason. Anyway, yeah. There was that. But luckily, nothing similar coming out of LSU. If anything, really just non-news or good news coming out of Baton Rouge, although the Tigers were in it was Dallas, right, for SEC Media Days this go around. It's in, yep, Dallas this year, I guess, to consider welcoming Texas and or Oklahoma, since they are now part of the SEC. I guess they get to host some media days now. And our Tigers represent it. You can see individually what all they said, but overall I don't know that there was any major news, anything other than what they usually say.
I didn't see too many headlines, but yeah, it was Brian Kelly and then Harold Perkins, Garrett Nussmeier, and tight end Mason Taylor is the player representatives. And LSU had the kickoff press conference. I guess I don't know if they just draw it randomly or what, but LSU went first today, and then the goes through the rest of the week. But yeah, everybody did well. Harold Perkins had a big diamond studded grill on his face. There was a picture of Brian Kelly like riding a bull that LSU posted on their social media. Yeah, but like you said, Scott, they're bringing the whole Texas scene into the SEC here, which we already had A&M, but now they're full on with the addition of University of Texas and Oklahoma. So it's a little bit weird seeing these SEC stuff like in Texas, considering like Atlanta or Nashville is kind of the traditional locations. But that's cool. And Brian Kelly was very confident, wanted to build off of last year. He emphasized that the defense was pretty awful, and he's like, "Yeah, we got a good guy now with Blake Baker, so hopefully that improves." And Harold Perkins kind of echoed that as well. And he's a little bit beefier, I think up to 225. So, and that they were kind of emphasizing he's going to play more of his natural position of like edge rusher and pass
disrupt.
Yeah, pass disruptor instead of kind of like middle of the field linebacker. So that's exciting, and yeah, looking forward to see if any other weird stuff happens. Nick Saban got shut out of the building because he didn't have his media credentials. So that was strange.
I was going to say, this is the first time in like, what, 20 years that Saban will not be at the SEC media days, but we'll add 21 because they wouldn't let him in for that reason, which is funny. I'm surprised we didn't get it. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? That's just fun.
No, I mean, it's just crazy to think that, like, I don't know, like, who on earth is the person who denied Nick Saban at the door of SEC media days?
Or it means they don't know who he is, right? Because normally they go, "Wait, you're Saban. I know you're not a coach, but you're still cover
Nick Saban,
right? You're a media analyst, so yeah, I'm sure you guys can I let Nick Saban in? Yeah, it's him. No, trust me, it's him. All right, yeah, come on. It's that simple.
Even if he didn't work for ESPN, like he just let the guy in. I think.
Well, but then what's he doing there? Is he just lonely? Like, why is he at SEC media days?
Why did Paul Maneri go to the LSU practice until like,
for well, that's different. He's not going. Well, did Paul Maneri go to the SEC baseball media days?
I don't know.
If so,
have.
They're like, guys, Paul Maneri is here. And everyone's like, awkward. I don't think it's the same with Saban though. Right?
No, he's a living legend.
Sure, but then, well, to most people, apparently, not everybody.
Not to that guy.
Right. I need to see your pass. Anyway.
I wonder how long it'll be before Nick Saban's face is not, like, immediately recognizable to, like, the new recruits of, like, college football or something. Like, if you ask me, like, what does, like, Vince Lombardi or something look like? Like, this is years and years ago. Like, there's no picture that immediately comes to mind, even right. Though he's like on the Super Bowl trophy. But like, well, 10 years down the road, the players of Alabama are kind of like Nick Saban, like that's ancient history.
Right. Well, they're going to go, "Oh, that's the guy on the statue outside the stadium." You know, they're not going to readily know him. Like you said,
I think the funnier or the more interesting thing also is like, or more, not necessarily more interesting, but more like coming soon. Kids like, in 5 years, Nick Saban won't be a coach. He'll be the guy on game day. And like kids growing up will have never known, like, they'll be like, you know, like, "Oh yeah, I guess he coached at one time." He'll be like Lou Holtz. Like I have no recollection of Lou Holtz coaching football. I know he coached Arkansas for a little bit, like, but that was South Carolina was during my was like while I was alive.
Gotcha.
But like, I don't know the glory days of Lou Holtz, but I remember Lou Holtz on College Football Final.
Right.
I remember him with Mark May, and they do that weird thing where Reese Davis would put on a robe and be a judge. Remember that?
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
And so I feel like Nick Saban, like for a lot of young people grow up, like who in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, Nick Saban, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, I guess he coached at one time, but oh, he's always been on game day." Like I always remember, I wonder if, is he going to start putting the heads on?
No.
You don't think so?
It's probably in his contract. He's like, I'm not doing that. And he probably said it like, "Oh, that was Lee's thing. That's him. I'd rather do something different if anything, but can we just have like Nick's corner and I just give my thoughts on it?" I don't think he's going to do headgear.
Well,
oh, and what's the deal with McAfee? Tommy.
Is he out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on pins and needles, aren't you?
On pins and needles that he stays out.
Right.
No, but
so I heard that, yeah, like he had not been given a new contract. That was a couple weeks ago. Then I heard somebody say, I don't know if it was Herb Street or somebody was like, we have to have him in. Like, I want him in. Something like that. So it's unclear whether or not he's going to be in there or not. I'm sure they've blown tons of money to get Saban on there. So, like, why would they, you know, they don't need Pat McAfee. But
energy. The kids love him, Tommy. The kids love this guy. So we got to, if it's not him, we got to replace him with somebody like him.
Yeah.
That's what they would say at the meeting.
Well, that is what they would say, but they would be wrong.
But I got this chart here that says, you know, anyway, I don't know. It's remains to be seen. I don't know. It's never going to be exactly the same as it was. I just think trying to change it too much I mean, you're going to have viewers because it's college game day. I think it's because every time they go to these campuses, it's all these young kids and – I don't know. I guess maybe they can relate with McAfee. He's a social media. He has his own social media presence to
boot. He's got a big show on social media on YouTube.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. He's it again, if it's not him, then who else? Because again, they're probably, oh, look at these numbers. They shot up when we had McAfee, even though I can't stand him personally, but hey, business is business.
No, I get that, but I don't know. I just personal for me, I'm a college game day purist. And I mean, I still miss when they had Tom Rinaldi on there.
Yeah.
I mean, Rinaldi would come and do the tearjerker when they had the bear on there. Now they got this guy Stanford Steve. I'm not a fan either. I mean, they fired David Pollack, which is sad.
Just don't make them like they used to.
They don't.
Going back to make them like they used to. So for the college football, you know, the 2025, like it's very detailed. Some of it is super close to looking like, I don't know, like did the players put on these little neon suits with the
mocap,
the little transmitters on them to like go through this stuff to record it themselves? Cause
yeah,
some of it looks like that. I'd say they got the atmospheres down. They got the gritty down for the touchdown celebration. What else? Cause
I've only had the game for, I mean, less than an hour, a little over an hour. I played two games, played LSU versus Arkansas at Tiger Stadium. Then I played Colorado versus ULM, at Colorado just to like see what, because I obviously like Travis Hunter is one of the cover athletes. He's one of the stars in the game this year. So I wanted to see, you know, how him and Shadur played. Initial results, the game is difficult. It's not like I've played a lot of NCAA 14 in my life. Even when the game was gone, Daniel knows that I even have bought old systems and the old NCAA 14 game and retrofitted it to my TV, just to play that one game. And so It's similar, but it's definitely updated. It's definitely a little bit different. As far as the atmosphere goes, Scott, you're completely right. Like what I thought was the coolest, on the old NCAA games, they it was like they had one band. Like they had a band that just like played like band type music during like first, you know, on first down or on whatever. With a few like, oh, it would be like an LSU thing or a Bama fight song or something. With the game I played for LSU at Tiger Stadium with LSU, I mean, every single song that like you heard in the background is like a band playing. I was like, oh yeah, that's the Golden Bay Tiger lineup, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Graphics look great. Nussmeier, I mean, he's there. You know, all the players are there. I'm excited to get into it, really dive deep into the game. Cause I mean, for me, NCAA 14, NCAA now CFB, but NCAA would always come out in the summer. And that was like the first domino of football season. Obviously media days right now, when I was like, you know, 12, 13, I wasn't really paying attention as much to SEC media days. So football game would come out. It was even before Madden. So like the college football game would come out about a month before Madden comes out. So It's exciting to have that back. And, man, I'm ready to get into it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing the game. I think I'm getting it later this week, but one of the big emphasis on this new game is kind of the traditions and quirks of each individual university and trying to get those right in terms of the stadium looks and the pre-games and the halftime shows. Like for LSU, they'd be show the players slapping the win bar when they're running into the stadium, things like that. And I think that's what makes college football special in real life as compared to something like the NFL, where it's very kind of polished and all the teams are pretty much the same except for the city location. So I think they did want to honor that, and hopefully they've done a good job as well. And then another thing of what makes the college football games fun is that there's a few different ways to play it. You can obviously just go the straight up kind of like head to head actual play the game, who's better at the mechanics. And then you can go like the dynasty, kind of the coaching route, building up your program over multiple years, recruiting players. Obviously the recruits down the line, they may not be the exact players from this year's real class, but you get to turn around a lowly group of five program and turn them into a national championship contender. Or then you can go like the road to glory, which is playing as one specific player yourself, going from the high school ranks to getting recruited by a school, to rising up the depth chart, and then ultimately competing for a national championship and trying to go pro. So I've got a little something for everybody, and I think that's what makes it fun. And I'm excited to see what people do. And to be honest, I'm excited to learn a little bit more about like the football mechanics and play calling and stuff myself, because I've never been like the X's and O's guy so much, but hopefully I get a little more in depth in that, and that can reap some rewards when actually watching LSU football comes around. And I'd seen some people talking about like this season is going to be like the most dissected college football season ever in terms of like play calling and execution and stuff, because all these kids who haven't played like maybe Madden or college football are going to do that and kind of learn about the schemes and the RPOs and all of that. So I think it'll be fun and overall a plus. And obviously it's going to make EA a ton of money, I think.
The money is going to be, I mean, the money is outrageous. I'm sure it already is. You saw the big news, I think last week was, or months ago, the big news was Arch Manning is not in the game. He was like the one high profile player to say, I don't want it.
Everybody was in except for one guy.
Except for one guy. Well, then of course, then it turned out to be some like a marketing gimmick and like, I guess a tactic by him to get as much money as he can. Cause the reports are that he is in the game. He made a special like video with Eli Manning saying I'm in, doing a little comedy thing, and supposedly he got like 50 to 60 grand to be put in this game. I mean, the money's there for everybody. They're all making buku on it, and I'm perfectly fine with it. Like, take my money. They've already taken my money. I paid like 3 months ago as a pre-order. So it's exciting. And And Daniel, I think that's interesting. I hadn't heard that, but it makes, I mean, yeah, I totally buy in that this will be like the most dissected like season, and especially because the one thing that I've already noticed is I've only had the game for like an hour, but what I've noticed on the old NCAA, just because it was a different time and the capability, they just weren't as, you know, wasn't as capable back then.
And it was popular, but even the gaming wasn't as mainstream as it is now.
It kind of got more popular when they cut it off. You know what I mean? Like people got more into the NCAA football game once it was like, oh yeah, we can't have it anymore. But yeah, now it's like huge, and they've got so many plays in there and so many like different schemes. Like they have the RPO, they have the options, they have the like air raid type stuff. They have all of it. And it's very in depth. They have defensive schemes too, which is cool. And I think that, I think a lot of people are going to kind of be able to take that and like look at and see what's going on the real field and be like, oh yeah, I just saw that last night. I saw that look last night, coach. How could you miss that? It's clearly cover two. They're disguising it as man, but it's cover two. Look at the safety. So actually, maybe this will be bad, and we'll have more Monday morning quarterbacks and people calling into the Brian Kelly show saying, "Coach, look, I played Arkansas last night, and you have to run it up the middle."
I won 42-7 in this.
What did you do?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Well, one thing I did hear, speaking of, you know, like live on the field, I heard that a lot of the sound they grabbed was from the LSU Alabama game in Brian Kelly's first year, you know, the overtime game. So I don't know. I'm curious to hear if I could recognize. I mean, it's just going to sound like there's not the announcer saying, oh, it's you. It's just the reactions, I'm guessing. So that would be interesting to hear.
Yeah. And this is another little cool tidbit. They have two, like, you know, typically like on any kind of like sports game, you'll have like announcers and they'll, you know, call the game. They have two sets of announcers. And you can adjust it and like change who you want. But for just like a standard game. So like when I played the LSU Arkansas game, it was like, it was a 2:30, the standard SEC kickoff, 2:30. Reese Davis, Jesse Palmer, and David Pollock called the game, which was pretty cool. But let's say you take that and you make it LSU Alabama at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. You could change it to the big game commentary, and it's Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler,
which is pretty cool. Very cool. Yeah. Right on. Well, I'd love to hear your report after you've won in either Legacy or.
Yeah, but the next time we record, there may be a few college football playoff trophies in Tommy's case.
There might be a few. I'm gonna do the. I'm excited to start my. Maybe. Okay, y'all need to tell me who I should start my dynasty with.
I'm doing mine with Tulane.
Oh, you're gonna do it with Tulane? Yeah, that'd be cool. I like to do it with like a small school, and then like sometimes I work my way up to like LSU or a big team. But maybe I'll go with I've done it with Tech before. ULM sometimes is kind of fun. But anyways, yeah.
Well, it'd be cool if you did really well, and then like at the end of the season, they said, "Hey, you've received an invite from the Southeastern Conference. Would you like to join?"
Well, you could do that. You can your conference realignment like however you want in the game. So, with Tulane, I might be moving to the SEC after a couple of years.
The founding, you can make it back to the founding SEC. Boot all those imposters out and make it LSU, Tulane, Georgia Tech, Swanee.
Yeah. They're still around, I'm sure. Awesome. So definitely let us know what you come across there, Tommy. And speaking of upgrades, Tiger Stadium's going to get one. I mean, there's a big campaign to, you know, accept, because it is turning, Tiger Stadium is celebrating 100 years. This is the 100-year anniversary of Death Valley. And they're going to get some upgrades to the video boards, the ribbon boards, the sound system, lights even. And they'll be happy to take contributions in support of the Bayou Traditions. Mm-hmm. Give 100 campaign. The more you give, the more you get back. But check that out if you want. But
what do you get back?
Well, you could get a 11x14 100 years of Tiger Stadium print.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot. Well, okay, yes.
Like I said, the more you give, the more you give back. That's for a $100 gift. Now, if you gave more, you could get that print along with a commemorative ticket and a lapel pin.
Nice.
Displaying the Ole Miss game on October 12th, I guess, of this year, in a decorative display ticket box.
Ooh. Yeah, now, we knew they were going to do these upgrades, and they've been kind of on the rumors for a while, especially the lights and the video board. But yeah, they officially announced it. Hopefully it's done. They've got T minus about 6 weeks until week one, or we're playing the first week in Vegas. I think they got an extra week after that. But yeah, hopefully everything is done and it looks good. We're hopping on the train of the fancy LED light show. Hopefully it pans out well. The renderings they do look pretty cool. You don't really know until it's live in an environment. So I guess modernization is good, considering Tiger Stadium does show its ages in some aspects. So very nice. And they're always itching to take a little bit of your money. Also, there's kind of a sub story here that they seem to have linked the Bayou Traditions like NIL fund to like the TAF stuff, where that wasn't really the case before. So now like the money you donate towards these things like can go directly to the NIL. So people were discussing that online, and maybe they've kind of figured out that situation, because before it was kind of like two separate things, and the Bias Traditions NIL was like in the background, and people were confused like how to give to NIL versus like the TAF.
The point was that it had to be separate.
Well, I think it is separate, but somehow they've like linked it here. And then I think this is something
like
that,
on TAF.com or something.
Well, yeah, because you can see as part of the 100 years of the Tiger Stadium celebration, TAF Services Corporation and Bayou Traditions are launching the Give 100 campaign. So I think they made this new thing, TAF Services Corporation, to like bridge the two. And this was something that Ole Miss had recently. And that was kind of like possibly why they were getting a whole bunch of recruits. So maybe LSU's like figuring that out as well. But that's kind of a separate story, but just something of note.
It's really interesting that like, do you remember when NIL like was a first thing, and like for some reason LSU went to Times Square and stood in Times Square, and that was like their look, we are NIL, and they called themselves NILSU. And like, you know, a lot of people were like, oh yeah, we're so ahead of the game. I mean, clearly we haven't been. I don't think we've done poorly necessarily. I mean, especially living in Baton Rouge, I see the NIL deals on every billboard. But the whole, like, the Bayou Traditions thing, it never made sense, really. The, you know, what's the place of TAF, all that. Now kind of linking them together. And then I did see, and Scott, that's why, yeah, I did see the whole thing about, like, the poster coming from Bayou Traditions. And I remember seeing that and being like, wait, actually, the poster is pretty cool. Like, honestly, like, I don't know if I pay $100 for it, but I kind of like the poster. But when I saw that, I was like, wait, I thought Bayou Traditions was just for NIL players. So like, I don't really understand why they're funneling the money through there. So yeah, it's very confused.
Right. Well, you wouldn't pay $100, but would you pay $500 if it was signed by Brian Kelly, along with the ticket, lapel pin, and display box?
See, I don't know. I feel like I could pay the $100 and then go to the Brian Kelly show and just hold it next to him and he would sign it.
Yeah, possibly. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, what you could do to get in on this 100-year celebration fun is they're actually asking people to submit their own photos from Tiger Stadium throughout the years. So what they will do is have you can go to LSU's website and submit photos, and they will pick 7 of the very best fan submissions, and you will be featured during each home game this fall. Now, the ones that are selected will also be given 4 tickets to a football game, recognized on field as part of the 100-year celebration. And of course, you know, if you go to the game, yeah, you'll see your little photos up on Tiger Stadium, or everyone that goes to the game will, basically. But that's cool. Allows you to get involved without having to drop $500 for BK's autograph. But I mean, I guess the cool other thing is there's going to be more video boards in Tiger Stadium, bringing us you're referring to NIL, like we're kind of behind. It's going to bring us up to speed, hopefully, with the video boards. But yeah, like as far as the NIL, we were kind of like the fire festival there. It sounded like we were coming out of the gates hot, but there's just not much there. But now we're catching up. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. Oh, and one update on the scoreboard. I'm pretty sure the scoreboard is up. Like, I've driven by and I'll check again. But last time I was there, I think I saw it. I don't know what it looks like on the inside, because I haven't been inside Tiger Stadium recently.
Yeah.
But on the outside, it looks like it's ready, I think.
Yeah, and this is a good year to do it, because, I mean, we have 7 home games. We don't have the one. We start the year in Vegas, like Daniel said. But we welcome UCLA to the Tiger Stadium for the first time. Then we have our usual stalwarts like Alabama, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, welcoming Oklahoma. And, of course, we do have our out-of-conference powerhouses like Nichols and South Alabama to round out the season. But lots of opportunity for good times. Anyway, that's about it for football. I mean, we did pick up a commit. in-state, what was it, safety, Jace? Shoot, don't let me down, Fancy. I forgot already. But yeah, we did pick up one football commit, but that was about it. Right.
Yeah, I can do the recruiting real quick.
Thank you.
So since we last recorded, there was a few commitments. The biggest one was Damian Shanklin, who's an edge rusher out of Indiana, number one player in the state of Indiana, 4-star overall, number 49 in the country. So he's one of the best players we've got so far in the 2025 class. And then, two in-state guys, Jace Thomas, safety out of Destrehan. They produced a lot of LSU talent in the past. He's only a 3-star. And then Zion Williams out of Lufkin, Texas, big defensive lineman, 6'4", 295, another 3-star. So that brings the total 2025 class up to 16. The other two kind of notes were that DeCorian Moore, who was former commit, 5-star, number one wide receiver in the country, decommitted and then did his commitment to Oregon. So he's gone. Oregon must have dropped the bag. There was news about Phil Knight basically pledging unlimited NIL money to Oregon to get them what they need to win a championship. Because he said he needs to win a championship during his lifetime. So Dan Lanning's got
84, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Dan Lanning's got the money coming in. And then the last one is DJ Pickett, who's the number one corner in the country. Big guy, 6'4", for a cornerback. He's down to 3 schools, LSU, Oregon, again, and Miami, and he's committing in 2 days' time on July 17th. So that's a big one to watch out for LSU recruiting fans. And if we could lock him down, we said we need defensive back talent, basically any and all we can get. So that one's huge if we can get him to come down to Baton Rouge. So watch out for that and hope he doesn't bolt for the Ducks. He's from Tampa, though, so maybe he likes Miami. I don't know.
It's a big, but – Corey Raymond. I think this is a big test for Corey Raymond. It's a guy who has had a lot of luck recruiting in Florida in the past. You think about Patrick Peterson, probably his, one of his crown jewel recruits came from Florida. And then was at Florida, the University of Florida, just this past year. So obviously had a lot of time recruiting in that state. And this, this player is kind of a Corey Raymond type cornerback. He liked the taller guys. Patrick Peterson was tall. Greedy Williams was tall. Who was the guy who was opposite of Tyrann Mathieu? Big guy.
It's not Darryl Simon, is it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
The guy who had like a 12 on his
Morris Claiborne?
Yeah, Morris Claiborne.
There we go.
Morris Claiborne was a big kind of
Wonderlick.
Yeah, it is Wonderlick. So anyways, big test for him. A lot of people have kind of had questions about Corey Raymond, whether or not he still has it, whether or not he's as good as people said he was. If he really did create DBU, well, show me, don't tell me. Let's see what happens.
Amen. And I think that was pretty much it for the football news. If not, don't worry, we'll cover it again in 2 weeks. But a lot going on in baseball worlds. The MLB draft is going on right now, actually. There could be a Tiger's name being pulled as we speak. I know some have already been called. For instance, Tommy White, it's gone in the first round. Some others have gone. Some have not gone, which makes me wonder if they might be pulling their names back out or if they just won't sign. Bear, Jared Jones, if that's him or Michael Braswell, I don't know. Could there be anything that could tell us whether or not these guys are thinking of doing that? A social media post, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I'm not entirely sure on Bear Jones, but I can say that Michael Braswell tweeted out about 2 hours ago that he was looking for another natty. Or not another natty. He was looking for a natty.
So right. Who's he looking for a natty with?
So looking for a natty with, and I guess we kind of buried the lead here. I think this might be the biggest news in LSU baseball. Top pitcher in the state of Louisiana, top pitcher in the country in high school, William Schmidt, who comes from Catholic High in Baton Rouge. Well, I've watched him pitch 4 times now. He was trending up and up and up in the draft. And at one time, I think on July 4th, I read on MLB.com, they had him ranked as like the 15 overall pick. He was for an eight, the guy who's just 18 years old, was trending very highly. He was going to be a multimillionaire. Word is his stock started to fall a little bit because he's a high schooler and you know, it's not easy to go play professional baseball. And these teams are, you know, are having a hard time committing on that. And you know, I think he wanted to go to LSU, which who doesn't want to go have that college experience, go play for one of the most premier programs in all of the sport of college baseball. So reported over the weekend, he pulled his name from the draft and is committed to LSU. He's going to be playing. He'll will have him for 3 years as a starter. This is a guy who, I mean, throws like 98, has one of the best, best curveballs. I think it was either Perfect Game or Max Preps called it the best curveball in the country. Like I said, I watched him pitch. I think he went 10-0 his entire senior season, including the state championship game. He's rated, he's, you know, given the Mr. Baseball Award for the state of Louisiana, Gatorade Player of the Year, high school All-American team, all any kind of award that you can get as a high school player, he got. So this is and this is, you know, coming off of a year where we had less than stellar starting pitching, something we couldn't rely on. So we've got the potential to have a you know, Friday guy arm coming in for the next 3 years or 2 years. If you let's say he takes a year to develop, which is fine. Anyways, all together, big news.
Yeah. Very exciting. And yeah, glad to have him staying in Baton Rouge for LSU, and everyone online was very thrilled about that. As far as the draft results so far for former LSU Tigers, we'll run down the list. So Tommy White was the first player picked. People were thinking he could go first round, but he actually fell to the very first pick of the second round, number 40 overall to the Oakland A's. Luke Holman went number 71 overall, second round to the Reds. Gage Jump, just two picks behind him at 73 to the Oakland A's. They picked two Tigers. Thatcher Hurd sticking in the third round, even after a pretty lackluster year to the New York Yankees. Scott's wearing his Yankees hat right now. And then Griffin Herring at number 181, also to the Yankees. Fidel Ulloa at 198 to the Rockies. Nate Eckenhausen at 287, so now we're in the 10th round to the Royals, with maybe a few players still left to be picked. You mentioned Jared Jones, Scott. He was ranked 119 overall, so he's way past the point of where he kind of should have been picked. So he hasn't made an announcement, but it does seem like he might be trending back towards taking his third year at LSU, which would be pretty big in the hitting department. We need his power and anything we can get, as well as the fact that Michael Braswell might be sticking around. The high school players, like we mentioned, William Schmidt staying. Connor Griffin, shortstop, went number 9 overall to the Pirates. Would have been pretty awesome to get him to come home, but he left. And then looks like we're getting Cade Arambidi. I don't know if I pronounced that last name right. Catcher. Derek Curiel, who apparently is pretty good friends with William Schmidt, and so he said he's staying at LSU. And then a few other guys. So it still looks like we'll have a pretty solid incoming freshman class for the Diamond Tigers next year. So lots to be excited about.
Yeah, and hopefully we can find someone with the caliber that, well, Jay Johnson can find someone of the caliber he was able to pull in immediately, because, I mean, look no further than, well, you just said Tommy White, but I would say Paul Skeens, because a guy like that, it's one thing to go from being at LSU for 3 years and then getting drafted. You know, someone like Dylan Cruz or Trey Morgan, who was great in college, and then you know, you got to work your way up through the minors system. Not Paul Skeens. I mean, he started in the minors, but he was only there for what, a matter of weeks, and yeah, he was called up. And it's not like he's, you know, on the cusp. The guy who just got awarded the starting role for the All-Star game, right? And yeah, like the game, like the last game he pitched, he was throwing a no-no through 7 innings, and then he got pulled, which I think is the second time that's happened this year, right, where he was carrying a no-hitter into the 7th, and they pulled him just because, you know, he's young. He's still a rookie. He's got pitch counts. And they're sticking to it hardcore. You know, if they're, he's leading the game with no hitters. Right, which, hey, why not? But that is like, generational level talent right there. Him, Dylan Cruz. I mean, my goodness. It's hard to replace those guys, you know, but Jay Johnson, hopefully he's working on it. We do have some other guys that had transferred in since we last recorded, guys we probably wouldn't have heard of, guys that you folks probably haven't heard of, but still, it's all going to be next year to where we go back to Omaha and reclaim the title. And
I think seeing Skeens pitch as well as he has at the Major League Baseball level does make you think, like, gosh, how could we have not won?
Yeah, or how did people miss on this guy coming? I mean, I know he chose to go to the Air Force Academy, but still, it's like,
well, yes, definitely. Like, how did all that happen? But then, can you imagine, like, if we had lost to Wake Forest or lost to, you know, whoever? It's like, it should be impossible to lose with that guy on your team.
right. And I don't know, depending on how long he's in the pros, like he said previously, like, you know, after his playing days are over, he would consider going back to Air Force. Maybe, I don't know if he would have to finish a degree there or if he could transfer credits, whatever. But basically, as long as he was old enough, he could go back to the Air Force. I'm like, wow, that'd be crazy. Like, usually it's the other way around, but
so who knows? Honorable.
Yeah, what, like,
so patriotic.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's like teaching flight missions at Top Gun, but he's also got a World Series ring. That'd be crazy.
He kind of tie it, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, we'll do a little recap once this is all over. But Jay Johnson doing work, standing on business in the off season. So what else does that leave us? I don't know. I think there was some basketball news, something not crazy, but, you know, just Tigers are going to play in a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think that,
like,
was the only
kickoff.
Thing. Yeah, exactly.
A kickoff event, something like that. Yeah, I saw exactly. That too.
This is kind of random basketball news, but I saw that former Tiger Trenton Watford is playing in the Olympics for Puerto Rico on their basketball team. And they're actually in the same group as Team USA in the first round. So he'll be going against the LeBron and the Stars.
Right. That's crazy. It's the Greenbrier tip-off, LSU, and this is actually going to be in November in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, at the Greenbrier Resort. Isn't that the Greenbrier Resort of the New Orleans Saints fame?
Yeah, that's where I was 2 months ago.
That's right.
Last month on vacation. I didn't see any LSU Tigers there, but I guess I'll have to go back and watch them hoop a little bit. They do have they got the big, like, sports development center, so I guess they've got the facilities, and I'm sure the players will take a nice little vacation along with it.
Yeah, they've definitely got a good market right there, because what else would bring you to White Sulphur Springs in the fall, or the winter, actually?
There's not much else.
I know, I've been skiing in West Virginia, so there is that. But LSU's actually going to take on Pitt. Then they'll also have Wisconsin and Central Florida there. So good news for the Tigers. Hopefully they'll be ready to play by then. But yeah, I don't know. What else did you guys have? Because I think that was about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We kind of missed on the SEC media days, but that always kind of indicates, like, the beginning of football season a little bit. Like, all right, now they're trotting out their stars. It's time to get things into gear. So the combination of that and the college football video game being out is really, we're locking into football season now. So just, that's exciting, and looking forward to a big fall.
Right. I mean, you could always check the SEC media days follow-ups. Again, they're just talking questions. Everyone's hyping up the new year, talking about who's going to do what and what hopes they have going in. And, you know, the coach's job is to just puff, puff, puff away, you know, and Kelly did. I think it'll be a good season, though. I mean, I don't know if we're going to know anything more once fall camp starts. I think it's wait to be seen, because, I don't know, going back to what we said earlier, man, it's going to be the first season without Saban there and almost 20 years, so crazy.
Yeah.
It's wide open. The wide open West.
12-team playoff, wide open, two new teams in the SEC, Texas, Oklahoma, no divisions now. I mean, yeah, going to be a crazy season. I'm ready for it to be here.
Yeah, and we're going to cover every inch of it for you folks, so definitely stay with us throughout the fall, as you always do. But I think that'll pretty much do it for us here on Talking Tigs. Definitely check us out with our next pod in another couple of weeks. We'll have more information for you, a recap of any other football news, the MLB draft. I don't know. Will we might already be in the Olympics right at that point. I know some Tigers are going to be in the Olympics, kind of like you just said, but I know there's some more. We just have to do a little digging, but we'll have that for you as well. You got the Summer Olympics in Paris. I tell you what, if there's one gold medal that you know LSU or the USA should have, if they don't bring in home anything else other than pictures, it should be the gold medal in men's basketball, right? Because they have overloaded that team with all the top talent in the NBA. Not, you know, this is like the original dream team, right? Like we can't mess this up.
I hope so. It doesn't always happen. They've choked it a few times. But
I know.
LeBron, hopefully he'll bring it home. And then Bronny will take the torch on for the future.
Wait, is Bronny on this team too?
No, he's playing with his dad in the summer league right now. But I think he's not doing too well, to be honest.
Surprise! LeBron didn't put Bronny on the on the gold medal team.
I think he had maxed out his influence at that point.
I wish I was Bronny. Life would be easy if we were all brawny.
Sure. But you can't all be brawny.
No, there's only one brawny.
Mm-mm. No. You could be a Tyreek Hilly. You could have a lot more options there. I don't know. I'm just saying that because the guy has a lot of kids.
He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah. LeBron has been pretty committed to his wife, and they have an actual family, which is, you know, different. Anyway, we're going off on our rails here, but we will definitely have more coverage for you next time right here on Talking Tig. So until then, stay safe, stay tuned, and we will talk to you next time right here on Talking Tigs.